Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of AMP Radio, brought to you, as ever, by the AMP Radio Network. Tonight, we are here to do, once again, hashtag SmackMyPicksUp, this time for UFC Fight Night 151, also known as Iaquinta versus Cowboy, which will be held, ladies and gentlemen, on May the 4th, be with you, at the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. That's right. The true North Strong and Free, ladies and gentlemen, having another show this year. I thought about going to this one, but I'll get into that a little bit later. Welcome to it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and bring in the usual cast of characters because I am lucky enough to be joined by everyone again this evening as we roll into another heavy load of the UFC and probably also Bellator. So, yay, MMA fan. Let's go ahead and get into it right now, DJ Tony. Let's bring in the life of the party herself, the First Lady of AMP Radio. It's Pam from North Carolina.
Snap out of it!
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Pammy, what is up? I hear you've got a new toy in your life.
Oh, I did. I'm loving it. I'm like bougie now. I've got an Audi.
Bougie. I know. I heard. I saw.
Bougie. And I'm loving it. Oh my gosh, I love it. Absolutely love it.
Loving the bouge. Love it. Well, it's good. It's good for you. I'm happy.
Thank you.
Flawless victory.
Not to get like French tips or something, you know, something like soccer mommies or something.
Well, you know what you got to do. The next thing is to get an AMP Radio vanity plate put right on that sucker, and then you'd be all set.
Oh, that would be fun.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
I'm down.
All right. What is happening, Pam?
That's right. Gentlemen, as I once said, and women, when I think of May, everyone looks at that Justin Timberlake meme. Not me, Proteus and Pam and Marco. Like I've said on Junkie Radio previously in various iterations, it's going to be Misha Tate on the radio. We apologize to Misha Tate. We
oh,
ran out of time.
Oh, my God. I just got that. Okay.
All right. So let's move on, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to point out, congratulations on the new logo. It looks fantastic. If everybody's probably noticed by now that the logo is a little bit different when you download the podcast. So thank you, DJ Tony, for that because it looks excellent.
Fantabulous.
Let's move right along to the star of the show himself.
Deep from the heart of Texas.
It's Marco from Waco, brother.
Oh.
Marco from Waco. Everybody is talking about May the 4th. We'll be with you. I'm talking about Cinco de Mayo.
Hey,
celebration. Drinco de Mayo is what we call that. Alternative
Drinco
fact.
Drinco de Mayo. Yeah, Drinco de Mayo. Yeah, never mind the fact that I almost have a perfect weekend if it wasn't because Rory McDonald found Jesus and then went into a draw with John Fitch. But we're going to talk about that in just a minute because let's talk some M&A.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marco, for dropping that famous tagline. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're confused about what's happening tonight, I'll break it down for you. We're going to do the main event of UFC 151. We're going to get into Spotlight's Fight of the Night, everyone's favorite segment. And as Marco alluded to, we're going to do a little news and notes because we got some news that dropped yesterday. And, of course, as Marco said, the weekend that was in MMA. So let's get right into it. DJ Tony, cue the music. The lightweight division, we have Al. You better not boo me. Iaquinta, also, he's got a house for sale for you. Against Donald, I'm the road man. I'm the road warrior, the road dog, Cerrone. Marco, let's start with you because we've got number four, Al Iaquinta, against Donald Cerrone in the number eight position. Let me give the odds real quickly because I assume they're very, very close. Iaquinta coming at us at a minus 125, Marco. Donald Cerrone coming back at us at a plus 105. What do you got going on in the main event of a UFC Fight Night 151, Marco?
So the odds are what should be right now. Look, Donald Cerrone has been fantastic lately. Everybody is rooting for him. He had like found new life after his son was born. He named the kid Danger for crying out loud. Danger Cerrone. Yeah, if that kid doesn't learn martial arts from his daddy, he's gonna get his ass kicked in school. But regardless, freaking, this is the kind of fight that he was supposed to fight Conor McGregor, if we are going to believe that. But, you know, this is the kind of fight that if he wins, he's supposed to probably get a title shot, or, you know, that is the rumor out there that Cerrone, if he saw cuenta, he'll be next after the Khabib versus Poirier fight for the title. But this is exactly when Donald Cerrone checks the bet. He is good enough to beat Ala Yacuenta, but Ala Yacuenta has demonstrated that he's at an elite level. And every single freaking time, because Donald Cerrone fights so freaking often, he gets a fight like this, that he's going to get a guaranteed title shot, or he's going to, you know, take the next steps to get the best next super fight, superstar, or whatever, he shuts the bet. And just because of that history, because Ala Yacuenta is tough as nails, and, you know, he gave a very close fight to freaking Khabib in 8 hours notice. I'm picking Ala Yacuenta, and I'm picking him by decision. You know, and I'm not going to say that Cerrone is going to tie it out, but he won't be able to finish Ala Yacuenta, and Ala Yacuenta is just going to outwork Cerrone, making it a classic, blood everywhere. Everybody's going to love the fight, and Ala Yacuenta is going to win a close 48-47 decision.
All right. Pam, I think Marco brings up some good points there, but I mean, I've seen a little bit of news in the lead up to this fight that this Ala Yacuenta Donald Cerrone fight doesn't really mean much. But I think that with what Donald Cerrone said, you know, coming into this run in 155, that he wants to make a run at the title. I think Ala Yacuenta is that kind of guy. What do you think going on here in the main event, Pam? 151.
Hang on, I was playing Candy Crush. you know, I think this is going to be a good fight. And in truth, I think we need to take Conor out of the equation, because I'm getting really tired of, oh, so-and-so needs to fight Conor, so-and-so needs to fight Conor. No, we don't. Let's move on and let's just have some fights. Ala Yacuenta, would it go 2-minute notice with Khabib? Went all five rounds. You know, went all five rounds. Did sustain hardly any kind of damage to him. Kickboxer, wrestling, he's a jiu-jitsu purple belt, has won 8 of his last 10. You have Donald Cerrone, 35-11. He has won 6 of his last 10, but for a while there, he was on a streak. He was on that 3-win streak. His last 2 wins over, gosh, I had a cat here, I'm sorry, over Hernandez and Perry. I mean, good fights, great fights. But you know what? I think Al is, I don't know what he drinks. I don't know what he eats, but he's like a little tank. You're not taking him down. You're not knocking him out. You're not outboxing him. You're not out cardioing him, if that's a word. I think Al gets it done. I'm taking a third round TKO.
All right.
The toughest real estate agent in the planet.
Hmm?
Ala Yacuenta, the toughest real estate agent in the planet.
That's right.
I agree. I agree. I think he's amazing. I totally dig him. But
put that
I'm
on
picking
his
him. Totally dig him.
All right, Marco, he should put that in on his signs. The toughest real estate agent on the block, or, you know, whatever.
On the effing planet.
I think that would sell more houses, to be honest with you. All right, DJ Tony, let's throw to you.
I got it now.
Okay.
I got it. It's like scare people.
It's always good when you have to explain jokes, right? Those are the best ones. I enjoy those ones. No, it's all good. I'm just joking. DJ Tony, let's throw to you. We've got 2 picks for Big Raging Ala Yacuenta. Big Raging Ala Yacuenta? That's not his name. That sounds terrible. But what do you think, DJ Tony? Do you think this is kind of a division-defining fight, or do you think like it's both Marco and Pam had alluded to, well, mainly Marco, that it's not red panty night, so Cerrone should be a little disappointed? What you got here? Main event, what you see fight
here's
night 151, brother.
Here's the thing. Not only, you know, let's just say that Ally Quinta happens to be the toughest real estate agent. Brian Stan, of course, runs a real estate firm, so he's the toughest CEO. And let's not forget, Alexander the Great Hernandez does mortgages. So all we need is a financial planner, and we've got it all covered, you guys. But here's the thing. Ally Quinta is great as long as you're on his side.
What's it
if you're not on his side.
Wasn't Chuck
Liddell
a county mayor?
I don't know. I barely think he can count right now. Chuck Liddell.
Oh, yeah, Chuck
was
Liddell.
County,
I mean, they're,
yeah,
he was.
Yeah, well,
anyways,
so am I. And I, you know, yeah, and here I am doing a podcast for free. So a lot of good that does. But here's the thing, guys. I think Cowboy Cerrone, like Pam said, you know how I call the MMA two faces, and you know I have a long list of that. We got to put Donald Cerrone in the MMA two face because I don't know what Cerrone I'm going to get. The problem is that Ally Quinta does not lose via TKOs or KOs. You either put him to sleep, break his arm, or do something, but he just doesn't get knocked out. And he has CTE, unfortunately. You know, he's been tested for it. I think any fighter has some dramatic brain injury. I just don't know. I mean, you know, maybe Donald Cowboy Cerrone's middle name is Danger, like Austin Powers, and maybe that's why he named his son Danger. But I think he's, as you know,
nice
as the great, taking a line from Whoopi Goldberg, as the great Whoopi Goldberg once said, Pam, Cowboy, you're in danger, girl. I don't think that Cowboy's going to do well in this fight, guys. I'm choosing Ally Quinta, though I don't think Al can finish him. So I'm going to go with Ally Quinta via decision. Probably Hanley winning, you know, 3 to 4 rounds. Donald Cerrone, I don't think he gasses out. I just don't think he uses his ground game enough. So I'm picking Ally Quinta, guys, via decision.
Okay. You and Marco both going with decision. That should make that interesting. Also, Pam going with Al. I'm going to go against grain here, guys. I'm going to go with Cerrone. I think Cerrone, if you put him in these kind of fights and if you, you know, take into consideration where his headspace is in right now, and Ally Quinta is, you know, one of the toughest SOBs in the business. But, I mean, I think Cowboy's going to be ready for the wrestling game, and I do believe that Cowboy is the better striker. I do believe that Ally Quinta can be dragged into the kind of a fight that Cowboy would like to fight. Look at Al got Nurmi into a scrap, you know, when Nurmi probably wanted to wrestle more, but he knew that Al's wrestling was so much better. So that, again, is a concern for Cerrone, but I think he's been dealing with wrestling for such a long period of time, and we know that he's good on the ground off his back, guys. I'm going to take Donald Cerrone. I do think that this gets done in the championship rounds. I think he's going to take him down in the fourth by TKO. Donald Cerrone. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so I think that, you know, Cowboy's been focused. We'll see what happens. It's always a crapshoot. All right, guys, so let's go ahead and throw to everyone's favorite segment of the show. I think we know where Pammy's going to go with this one, but let's go into Spotlight Fight of the Night, Pam. What's your Spotlight Fight of the Night, Pammy? What you got going on here?
Well, before we had changed it, I had... Sure, I had picked another Spotlight Fight, but... Since I'm picking Elias is how we say it, and Derek Brunson, hometown boy. Shout out to your boy, Derek. Hey, what's up? Anyway, you know what? You guys. This is going to be an interesting fight, I think. Don't I say that about everything, and then they suck? I'm interested in this fight only because we have Elias, who's one of my favorites, super cool. you know, the main event. It does it all, Ring Boy for Invicta, shampoo ads, romance novel ads. Now he's pushing for the legal Devil's Lettuce up there in Canada versus Derek Brunson, the hometown boy. His gym is not even a mile down the street from my house. I think he's been in a slump, my poor Derek. But keep in mind who he's fought versus, hang on, let me get out of here. Let me get out of my Candy Crush. Derek Brunson has, his last six wins have been by first round TKO. Now, keep in mind, he is coming off a couple of losses, but losses to Israel Adesanya, Jacare, Anderson Silva, and Robert Whittaker. I mean, you know, that's nothing. Those aren't bad people to get your ass beat by. And you look at the fight resume of Elias, losses to Tavares and Santos. You guys, I'm going with Derek Brunson on this. Don't hate me. I hope Elias isn't listening. But I'm going with Derek Brunson on this. And
wow.
I am going by
his.
I know. Don't hate me. And shh. I'm going to be wearing like one of those glasses with the fake noses right now. you guys, first round TKO.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Shut up. Wow. I know, right? Should I hang up now?
I don't even think we can play the music for you next time.
One more thing. Because Elias Theodore is fighting Saturday, he won't be able to be a ring card boy on Invicta on Friday. What a shame.
Well, you have pancake makeup. You know, you can disguise or you can wear it as a badge of honor, you know?
Okay. All right, DJ Tony, let's throw to your spotlight fight of the night, please.
Well, listen, I think there will be no surprise that there will not be Careless Whisper tonight, at least not for me. That's for darn sure. But I'll tell you where I am going, because I'm a huge Firas Sahabi fan. To the prelims card I go, Proteus, on ESPN
yeah.
Plus. Shout out to TSN, who does it for free. To the bantamweight division we go, Ayman Zabahi, Sahabi, sorry. I just did the job
yeah,
from Ulta. Ayman Zabahi will fight Vince Morales. Listen, I was surprised that Ayman Zabahi lost and got TKO'd his last time out in Canada. He does seem to fight once a year, so this is his chance to redeem himself, actually maybe once every year and a half. So we're going to go with Ayman Zabahi, the submission. How about that? So shout out to TriStar, Ayman Zabahi, the submission in the second round.
All right. All right, so Pam taking Brunson, the hometown favorite, first round TKO against the best hair in the business. I can't believe it. DJ Tony going with Zabahi.
What
submission
are the odds?
In the second round. On the Brunson fight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brunson is at a minus, it's push, 110 and minus 110. So it's a push at right now, Pammy, on five dimes.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I hadn't looked that up beforehand. So I'm going to go ahead and throw to my spotlight fight of the night, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's no secret on this show that I'm a big Cubby Sampson fan. I'm going to take him against Shane Burgos. I'm going to take him, Cubby, that is, Cubby Sampson. I'm going to take him by second round TKO. I hope I didn't steal yours, brother Marco. Let's throw to you right now for your spotlight fight of the night, brother.
You both mofos took mine. Back to back. Faraz have a little broga. He said all broken on the last fight. That's why he was away for
yeah.
a year and a half.
Yeah.
But, man, you guys doing that. Well, I'm going to pick up the Walt Harris fight. And I'm picking Walt Harris to win by unanimous decision. And just throwing out there that because you, Tony and you, Mofo, took my two picks back to back. So let's go with Walt Harris and leave it at that.
Well, I do apologize, guys. I do apologize for changing the setup of the show a little bit. I thought that the spotlight fight of the night segment would go a little bit better, but apparently everybody's stealing everybody's fight, so I do apologize. Okay, guys, so let's move on from here into what's going on with the world of MMA. Marco, you want to cue a little MMA rewind here?
Rewind.
All right. Thank you very much, Marco. And, of course, before we get to the MMA rewind, as I mentioned, we do have some breaking news as of, I believe, yesterday afternoon. Of course, that would be Tuesday, April 30th. We are recording on May the 1st. So just so everybody knows, we get news breaking out of, I believe it was Ariel Helwani that mentioned that we were having a Brock Lesnar retirement, and that finally, Marco, we are actually going to get the fight that actually matters. We're going to get DC Daniel Cormier against, one of the best of all time, Stipe Miocic. So what were your thoughts, brother, when you heard this news? Because we have discussed this on the show before, but go ahead, Marco, let's throw to you.
So Stone Cold Steve is going to get his rematch with freaking DC. Well, look, I mean, a lot of people criticize Steve for sitting out until he got the fight he wanted, including us, because, you know, we saw he should have fought Kane. We saw he should have took a five, in between. He waited a full year. You know, DC did fought in between, you know, the Derek Lewis defense, but it paid off for him, you know. Maybe it was his stubbornness, but he got what he wanted, and now in August we're going to see the rematch. I'm going to watch the fight because, you know, I'm a super hardcore fan, and it's going to be an awesome fight. But let's not play coy here and say, oh, thank God, because if the Brock Lesnar DC fight would have happened, we all would have watched, we all would have been rooting for DC, and we all would have wanted DC to freaking take big loads of freaking money into his bank account. Now, he's not going to get big loads of money anymore. He's still going to get a good payday. But let's not fool ourselves that we were not going to watch the Brock Lesnar DC fight if that ever would have happened. It's not going to happen, and it's a shame, because what was the point of Brock Lesnar getting into the ring and stealing the spotlight from DC after he became the champ, insulting everybody, making us all believe that this fight was going to happen, and now at the last second saying, I'm taking my ball and going home. You know, whatever. The guy has made millions of dollars. Good for him. I don't ever want to hear again that this guy is coming back to MMA, because he has retired, quote-unquote, from MMA so many freaking times for the last 9 years, that, you know, it's tough. It's almost like a running joke now. DC is going to fight Stipe. It's a rightful fight. Stipe is a rightful number one contender, former champion, the one guy that defended the championship more than anybody else of the heavyweight division ever. DC is running for the claim of being the best heavyweight ever, you know. So let's make the fight happen. I'm going to be freaking super entertained by it. I cannot wait to see it. And let's all forget about the Brock talk. Hello?
Hello?
Sammy,
I know, right?
Hey?
Oh.
Sammy?
Oh.
Is everyone
that
in?
That is code. Yeah, we're here.
Everybody's drunk for a second.
Marco and I were in the twilight zone for a second. You know what? To me, that is code for Brock Lesnar can't pass a drug test. In my opinion.
In any other time, I would have said you maybe no, but I would have put it behind that point. You know, you're probably right. And if that is the case, so be it, man.
Yeah, and you know what? Truthfully, it is. I sound like Max Hall. It is what it is. You know, it was going to be just a spectacle. Is what it was going to be. I was there when we were there at the fight when he walked out. I told you, and he's like yelling at everyone, pushing people, and you know, it was just it's like Marco said. He just, completely stole DC's thunder. Such a nice moment for him, and just trashed it, made it garbage. And so I'm glad that fight is down and it's over. I'm glad he's gone. Goodbye, good riddance. Let's move on. I'm glad for Stipe. I'm glad he got the rematch that he totally deserved. and let's move on.
Yeah, I think we've covered this topic a lot on this particular program, and anybody who's familiar with our point of view will know what those are. But DJ Tony, let's go ahead and throw to you. We got the news coming out that this fight's not going to happen. Brock Lesnar is apparently retired. What do you got, brother?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I believe that as much as I believe that someone that's 5-3-1. You know, here's the thing, you guys. Are we forgetting? Brock Lesnar started fighting on a regular basis when I first got into MMA, which was what, 2007, 2008? He hasn't really fought much. He fought, once since 2011. So once in 8 years he's fought. So much for my accounting degree, right, Marco? So, listen, no offense to Brock Lesnar. I'm sure he can kick my ass without even blinking, but he's not a real fighter, guys. He's more of a WWE guy than he is a real fighter. Sure, he won the championship. He did beat a young Frank Mir, no doubt about it. Did beat Shane Carwin, but he got TKO'd by Kane, TKO'd by Overeem. And let's be honest, he kind of beat Mark Hunt, but not really. And if I'm all steroided out, but I agree with Pam. I don't think he can pass, and I think that's why he just said, you know what, forget it. I'd rather hang it up, at least for the next year or two, whatever his suspension will be this time.
Yeah, I think
how long it takes for picograms to get up.
I think it's going to be more than picograms, Pam, let me be honest with you. we talked about this, thank you, DJ Tony. We talked about this when Brock Lesnar had to rescue the WWE and remove himself from the USADA pool. I mean, the testing pool. There's no way he's going to be able to qualify for a competition in the UFC while he's fighting in the UFC or in the WWE, performing in the WWE.
Yeah.
And I digress because I'm not going
to
get into it more. Go ahead.
To be fair, he did put himself back on the testing pool when there was a rumor of this fight. And so far, and I'm not saying that it hasn't happened, so far we haven't heard of any negative testing. And all positive testing. And so far, I'm just speculating here because we all throw in these allegations and stuff, and I don't like to work on allegation and speculation. What we know is that the guy, when the fight was supposed to happen, put himself in the testing pool, and allegedly he's passing them all. Now, all of a sudden, he just doesn't want to do it no more. Let's speculate that. Why he doesn't want to do it no more. And it doesn't really matter, you know. The bottom line is we got this stupid fight, and this guy looks like he doesn't want to do it anymore. And if he doesn't want to get punched in the face and do fake wrestling and still get paid millions of dollars, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, as I alluded to on a previous show, he needed to save the WWE because they had their champion at the time had to pull out because of he got cancer again. So we knew that this was going to happen. I did foresee it. I'm just saying, hashtag just saying, DJ Tony, because we've had this conversation before. But let's move on because we want to talk about the weekend that was and, you know, how Bellator was just so Bellator.
The weekend.
Okay,
the weekend.
You know what? This weekend was super tough because I got – not only do I had you contacting me right now about who won the weekend, DJ Tony was spitting mad fire at me on Sunday afternoon, and we were texting back and forth. He's like, I went perfect. I went 3-0. Anyways, it was great. It was good times. Listen, it was a very, very tight weekend because I just gave everybody the Horry fight. Okay, because he won, and everybody picked Horry. So everybody got a point for Horry.
He draw.
Everybody.
That is not a win.
Hey?
That is a draw.
I know, but he moved on, and we'll cover that. We'll cover that because it's so Bellator, Marco. It's just so Bellator. But I got to give you guys – I got to give everybody the point. I crossed out at first, Marco. I was like, this is disqualifying this fight. But everybody picked Horry, and he moved on. So I got to give points. Everybody gives a point
for
Corey.
Fair.
Okay. Move on to the McFarlane fight. Pam got 2 points for that because she got the third round correct. Everybody picked McFarlane. Marco, your spotlight fight, Davis, got a big point there. Tony got 2 points for Bendo and decision. I got a good 2 points for my Bolanos win. We move to 150. Proteus was the only one who, and Pam, you and I were the only one who picked Souza. So both you and Tony got a point for the Joker. Spotlight fight to the night, Alaski. No, Pam, you lost there. You had a bad week, Pam. I apologize.
See, wait a minute. That was a bullshit call, so I should get a point for that.
Well, I didn't get one, even if I
didn't
get one, Pam. Even if I gave you a point for that, Pam, you still will have only had 2 points.
Oh,
okay,
I know.
So
that's all right.
You had a bad week.
I did.
Fight.
You
Tony
know what? To top
right.
it off, let me tell you something. To top it off, you know, I had a performance Saturday, so I got home in time just to watch the last two fights. I had spent all Saturday working on my costume, getting it tight-fitted, whatever. I go to put it on, and it snapped. Costume malfunction.
Yeah.
For real. Luckily, I had packed an extra costume in my bag. So
that's how you know you got a true veteran. You pack an extra suit. Good job.
Right.
Did that really happen, Pammy?
Yeah.
It really did. Pammy was texting me, tweeting me on Sunday morning, talking about wardrobe malfunction. So, yeah, that did happen. Just let me close this out real quickly. 2 points for me for Miller because Miller got the win. He got a submission. And then Marco,
awesome.
Wasn't it? I thought it was as well.
Yeah.
And then Marco, you got the win. You got the Sanhagen decision, and that was a great fight as well. So, really, a lot of good fights on this fight card. Congratulations to everybody. There was a three-way tie, unfortunately, guys. It's really embarrassing. So Tony, Marco, and myself tied with 6 points. Pam, you got 2 points. I know. It's the technicality.
Shout out to the penises.
Hey,
wait a second.
Shout out to the
penises. Wait a second. Because because the three-way tie, who was the champion the week before?
Pam, I believe. I get bored
of winning all the time.
Pam was last weekend's winner. So I mean, it's.
It would have been so Bellator, or to like because it was a three-way tie.
That's right.
Before, moves on.
Good tie.
So
good tie in, Marco. So let's move along to the weekend that was last week. Bellator 220, of course, in the main event. Marco, let's start with you. You alluded to we had a tie, apparently, and the champion moves on. So let's talk about that real quickly, and let's talk about what kind of look that made for Bellator moving forward in this welterweight tournament, Grand Prix, whatever you want to call it.
So, well, not too long ago, Rory McDonough was telling us all that if you get in the cage with him, he will take your soul. And now all of a sudden he finds Jesus, and he doesn't want to do it anymore. Now, to be fair, the fight that I saw, Rory McDonough looked like the regular Rory McDonough. He was still punching and kicking, you know, fetch. He was just coughing, clicking well when it comes to the grappling, man. And honestly, I saw Fish won the fight. For what I saw Fish won the fight, but they gave him the majority draw because, you know, one judge gave it to Fish and the other two saw it a draw. And because he's the champion, because you cannot lose on a draw, you move on. You remain the champion, so you move on. I am a little concerned about Roy. He really doesn't want to do this, but, well, he came out with another tweet or whatever saying that he still is going to fight, you know. He just got to figure it out, whatever. But if he doesn't get the killer instinct, man, this is another sport for you to be hesitant because maybe no Neymar Gracie. Neymar Gracie won't freaking hurt you. He just choked you unconscious. But guys like Douglas Lima or MVP, they are very, very capable of hurting people. So probably better get it figured out quick, like. I don't think he loses to Neymar Gracie. I mean, he's good enough on the ground to scramble and stuff. And I mean, he beat Demian Maia for crying out loud. So,
yeah.
And I think Demian Maia is 10 times superior to what Neymar Gracie is at this point of his career. So I think he beats Demian Gracie, but I'm worried about if he has to either face Douglas Lima or MVP, and he doesn't want to pull the trigger. He might be a little bit dangerous for him. I think eventually he's going to be okay. I think he's going to win this tournament. I'm still going to ride on my horse, get that $1 million for freaking 50 cents, and then he's going to go another career. Because it doesn't seem like he doesn't got his hat on it anymore, but he's going to stick it out until he wins $1 million and ride into the sunset. And he's only 29, so that would be a shame, too. But he's been doing it since forever, too.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. He's been doing it forever, Pammy. Let's throw to you. What are your thoughts on not only the decision, but also what both guys coming out of the fight said? They both seem like they're not, their heart isn't in it. So again, that's just so Bellator, right, Pam?
Yeah, it is. And you have to keep in mind, because we don't do this. I mean, how is it, what's your job? I get punched in the face.
Correct.
How much longer do you have to do that? Where, I mean, first of all, I don't think that would be a fun job anyway, to get punched in the face. I mean, I'm sure, you know, you can be the greatest in the world, but, you know, who was it that said that it's all fun and games till you get punched in the face, you know? And now he has a wife, he's got a baby, another baby on the way. And, you know, that tends to change things, because I'm sure he doesn't want to come home, face all cut up and stuff like that, you know, and scare his baby, scare his wife, or whatever, you know? And it's like you said, he's been doing this. When did he turn pro? At 19? I mean, he was young kid. He's been fighting since he was 15. And, you know, maybe he's tired. Maybe his body's tired. And, you know, I don't know why people are hating on him because he found God. You know, some people do that and it does it for them, and they have more power to him if that's what he wants to do. You know, don't hate on him because he's passionate about something.
He suddenly found Jesus after that Gegard Mousasi beat down his offer, because before that, he was telling everybody he was going to take their souls. So, thank you for his word.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, you know, GSP found aliens, you know, Roy McDonald is finding God. It's all the same thing up there in Montreal. Don't worry about it, guys. Don't worry about it. Let's digress.
Let him live his life.
Yeah, it's all good, man. I don't mind either way. DJ Tony, you're the Bellator fan here in the group. What did you think about this, DJ Tony? Because this was a big fight for Bellator. And I don't know. It just didn't seem to work out the way they might have wanted it to.
You know, I don't talk about my religious beliefs much. I think you are probably the only one that really knows. You know, I struggled with that myself years ago, like many, many, many years ago. You know, when my father passed, I really got huge on the religion thing. And then we were playing hoops one day, and this guy tore, you know, a cross, a chain that my father had given me from my neck. And I went to go swing at the guy, and I stopped, and the guy just literally grabbed me by the neck. And I could have killed this guy. I mean, I literally could have kicked this guy's ass. And I didn't do it. I think sometimes when you newly find religion, I think it takes a little bit out of you in terms of aggression. I think he's struggling with that. He just had a baby girl, right? Not too long ago. I don't know if, like Pam said, he started a long time ago. I don't know how many years he has left in him. But to hate on Rory McDonald for being honest, you guys, I think you should applaud him for being an honest person and just saying, this is how I really feel. I don't know 100%. If I could have been as brave to do that. So, you know, shout out to Rory. Not good for Bellator, but, you know, shout out to Rory for whatever he decides to do. I wish he would take some time off. I know he's going to fight Neiman Gracie soon. I wish he'd take some time off, but the show's got to go on.
Yeah, I think that the tune kind of changed between the end of the fight and when we got him into the press conference. I think that's what happens after fights, you know what I mean? Like, Joe Rogan always says it. It's kind of hard to have a guy who's just fought for five rounds try and give you any kind of clear and concise answer. Look at what happened to the Demolition Man, you know, when a couple of fights ago, and, you know, he thought that Stipe, you know, was out, or, and then he had the advantage, but that was not the case. I believe that's the correct fight that I'm drawing back to. It doesn't seem fair. So I think, you know, maybe if we take the account of the press conference a little bit more with heart, good for him. You know, I don't hate on anybody's choices, guys. So I got to get this next topic in real quickly, because we did have some news coming out of the UFC last week, last weekend as well. Jacare Souza, as Marco Antoni called it, in my opinion, kind of, you know, looking like he got old. I mean, that was the one thing that I was thinking, Pammy, when I looked at this. You know, Jacare is just a step behind Hermanson. And you guys, I mean, especially Marco called it last week, just, you know, telling us that this was his time to shine, and Hermanson did. Pammy, what you got in that fight? Yeah. What do you think about Jacare?
Well, you know me, I'm a big Jacare fan, and he just looked tired. He looked tired, and he even looks kind of like gaunt. He just didn't look like Jacare. The third round was old school Jacare all the way, and then that was it. I don't know, where does he go from here? Because that the end of his title run, that was it. It's done. He's not getting another chance. And there's
probably
no way
not,
that he's
yeah.
going to. I mean, he's what? How old is Jacare? 37, 38? I don't even remember.
It's probably 40 something. You know,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. That's right. You know, I don't know, where does he go from here? And you know, and it's kind of sad to see, especially from our era or our generation of all the old fighters that are, you know,
yeah.
quote unquote old fighters. I mean, they got to retire. They can't be fighting forever, even though we want them to. You know, they got it's time for them to, you know, to hand the baton and the new guys coming up. But it was sad. I hated to see him go that way, but Hermanson, he was amazing. Great for him.
Yeah, Marco, I think that, like I said, I think that you called this one, you know, 100% correct. And I thought, I was like, oh, good on Marco for seeing right through that one. So go ahead, Marco, give us your thoughts on what you thought about that performance and Jacare and moving forward.
So a lot of people have talked about this fight a lot on the talk shows and stuff. And one thing that goes clear is that Jacare and the Arkama, his coach, and everybody was completely overlooking Hermanson. And that was such a big mistake. They were talking about, oh, we're going to knock him out on the first, early second round. Warsan, we knock out Wyman, you know. They were. It was like a foregone conclusion for Jacare's coaches and Jacare himself about Hermanson. They were like almost dismissing the guy's ability. So what did Jack Hermanson do? Set the record for more significant strikes in a middleweight bout. He looked like a freaking Diaz brother up there. Not only did he took Jacare down three times, he almost submitted Jacare with that inside arm guillotine, dude. I mean, the guy, he's legit. There are no ifs or buts about it anymore. He has submitted two black belts, almost submitted Jacare, and he completely schooled Jacare on a fair round. He lost the third round, you know, and Jacare had a nice spot later on the third, but I truly believe Hermanson took that round off, because after that, on the fourth round, he came out and threw 108 freaking punches, of which he landed over 50% of them on the fourth round. I'm happy for Hermanson, dude. We get a new European superstar, you know, probably becoming a superstar. He wanted to fight next June in Sweden. It's not going to happen because he's got a bunch of bruises, but he's definitely going to try to headline the card in Stockholm. Or in Denmark, I'm sorry, later in the year. And, give him a guy like Romero, give him a guy like Gastelum, you know, give him a big name to headline that card there in Europe. They're going to sell that out. I'm on the freaking Joker bandwagon. I believe on this guy. He's entertaining. He's a skillful. He's a new name. Let the new blood in. Let the old blood out.
And DJ Tony, you were kind of giving us the same kind of vibe, but you gave us a lot more technical numbers about Jacare last week, and I want to give you and Marco your time to shine. So, DJ Tony, go ahead, and what do you think about this fight, and what do you think about Jacare moving forward, brother?
You know, guys, I'm not one to say I told you so, but I told you so. Cam's right, and we've been talking about this for quite maybe the last 2 years, you guys, that we've been seeing it. Like Pam was saying, our era when we first got into the sport, whatever it might have been for you guys, those guys are dying out, right? I mean, we're seeing fewer and fewer from the lovely Misha Tate, you name it. Honda Halsey, you name it. They're all fading away, usually younger than older. But now what we're starting to see is Jacare, guys, like I said on the show, he was 3-3 in his last six. He's now 3-4 in his last seven, you guys. Your body can only go for so long. And Pam was right. I don't know if he was disinterested. I just don't know what it was, but he's not the strike force, Jacare. So, unfortunately, I think we're seeing his years coming to the end.
Let's not forget that he was losing that Chris Weidman fight until he caught Weidman with a freaking hook.
Until he won it, yeah.
He was on his way for losing that fight, too. All that did was delay what happened on Saturday, you know? Chris Weidman did what Chris Weidman does. He went in the fight until he lost the fight because he got caught with something stupid and gets knocked out. But Cromartie picked out what freaking Weidman freaking left off, and then he actually finished the job.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you guys. Hermanson looked great, and yeah, I know it definitely impedes Jacare moving forward. It's unfortunate that Jacare has not ever gotten the chance at the UFC title, but sometimes that's what happens when the UFC tries to F with people's careers. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get out of here for this week.
No, I have a quick rant.
Yes,
quick
please.
Rant.
I would love to hear a quick rant.
Okay,
Tammy,
so just a quick rant, and I just want your guys' input on this. Okay, you know, UFC Greenville tickets went on sale today, the early tickets. Okay, riddle me this. How are you going to have tickets go on sale and you don't even have a main event yet? What the F kind of stuff is that? So, you know, Lerone was coming down, and we were actually going to drive down. We had our room already reserved and everything. We canceled our plans because I said, you know what? I said, well, that's a five-hour drive from my house. So Lerone's flying in from Maryland to here. We're going to drive down to South Carolina, get a room. We already had a room. And we started thinking, it's like, we don't even know who's on this card. And even if you look at the regular card, really not that great of a card. So how do you have a main, do you not have a main and a co-main for this card, but you're selling tickets for it?
Yeah, I think, Pammy, I think we're starting to see the fatigue of not only the UFC matchmakers, but also of Lord Dana about knowing who the fighters are and who's in their main and co-main events. That's a badoom boom, DJ Tony. But let's go ahead and get out of here on this, Pammy, because we can't continue. I unfortunately got to close the show down. But yes, I do realize where you're coming from, and yes, it's unfortunate. So Pam, let's go ahead and throw it to you. You got a guilty pleasure. You got a Twitter follow of the week. What you got?
My guilty pleasure. You know what? Game of Thrones, man.
I
had to catch up. With my episode last night. So Game of Thrones, awesome, good stuff.
All right, Pammy, thank you very much. We'll get back to you in a second. DJ Tony, let's throw to you. I saw that not only did you have time to do some new logos, but you were sending out a lot of pictures of some lovely ladies on your Instagram, and of course also on the Amp Radio Instagram. Check us out if you'd like. DJ Tony, what's your guilty pleasure? What's your Twitter follow? What you got?
My guilty pleasure, I got it.
We should take.
My guilty pleasure, guys, is Game of Bones. That was a great... Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong thing. I apologize for that. My guilty pleasure, guys, of course, will be my Golden State Warriors, who are up 2-0 against the mighty bearded Rockets. And my Twitter follow of the week, guys, how about this? The only cut woman in MMA, give it up for Swayze Valentine at Swayze, like Patrick Swayze Valentine. We give her the Twitter follow of the week.
Yeah, we definitely do. We definitely do give her the Twitter follow of the week, because not only is she talented, but she's also easy on the eyes, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Proteus's shower pick of the week.
It's an obscure one. I'm going to be honest with you, but I saw this song come up, and I've been listening to it for the past week. It's "Where the Owls Know My Name" by Rivers of, and as DJ Tony instructed me to do, I will spell this out: Rivers of, N-I-H-I-L. They're also another kind of screamo. Thanks, DJ Tony. Check that out on Brody's Shower Picks on YouTube. Check it out. All right, Marco, let's get us out of here because DJ Tony's giving me the crickets. What you got going on, brother?
What I got going on is that Audio Statue 19! Oh my god, Audio is not coming! And for all the freaking Game of Thrones and things, Daenerys is gonna march out and conquer King's Landing. You know what army? Eldrazi decimated. Unsullied decimated, Army of the North completely decimated, which is going to take two dragons and conquer King's Landing. We'll find out this Sunday what the hell is going to happen, because he needs a brand new army after
you guys are way too excited about this show. Honestly,
hey,
you guys are way too excited.
Shout out about this lady Garcia, the freaking in-ring announcer from WWE, and her in-case announcer for PFL. She's going to be the first female in-case announcer for any MMA promotion, so shout out to her. She announced her on the Hilwani show on Monday. And follow Tony at DJ Tony. Follow Brothers and Produce. Follow Pana Pandora Box. Follow me and Waldo Marco. Follow the show at another MMA cast. Rate and review as Knuckleheads. We are on the platforms, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes. You know, give us a 5-star review, good comments, you know, so people can find us on the ratings. In Big Town Friday, they got a cool strawweight one-night tournament. I feel back, like we're back in Pride on the very first UFC, a one-night tournament for women. I really want to check that out. And on Saturday, you know, we got the UFC Canada, I'm going to call it that, with Cowboy and freaking Reginald. I'm going to leave you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fights.
And just a quick shout out to Bellator on Saturday as well on the UK shows. Pammy, and just like that,
we are out of here. Bye.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Canada. Yeah, it's Canada. Yeah.